Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. I'm your host, J. Mark Horst. Last time we were together here on Hope for Today, we were studying Luke chapter 13 and verses 22 to 30 under the title, Entering the Kingdom of God. As we studied this text, we saw several truths related to entering the kingdom. The first truth we looked at was Jesus' simple command, and that command was, strive to enter in at the narrow door. Now, this narrow door is to a house, and access is controlled by the master of the house. The house represents the kingdom of God, and the door is Jesus, who controls access. The second truth was the sobering contradiction. Jesus said that many will seek to enter that door after it has been closed. These people will offer a variety of reasons why Jesus should admit them to his kingdom. But Jesus' words are stark and final. I do not know you. Now, there's one more truth in this text that we want to look at in just a few moments. But first, let me read the scripture text, Luke chapter 13 and verses 22 to 30. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he will answer and say, I know not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. They shall come from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Jesus' teaching clearly indicates there were many who thought they were a part of his kingdom, his family, but they really weren't. And you know, there are many people just like them today. They equate appearance with substance. They think because they know about God or know about Jesus that he will accept them. They think because they attend church or maybe even read the Bible and pray that they belong to the family of God. But they're sadly mistaken. They have never surrendered their will to Christ and allowed him to become the master. Like those in our text, they will end up outside the door, locked out. And if all this is not enough, Jesus presents the final truth about entering the kingdom. And that final truth is the shocking conclusion. In the shocking conclusion of the text, Jesus gives a graphic picture of what it looks like to be outside the kingdom. And his words inform us where outside the kingdom really is. Jesus begins verse 28 by saying, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's stop right there and talk about that. In many other places, this describes eternal punishment in hell. Matthew chapter 8 verse 12 and Matthew chapter 13 verse 42 are just two examples. There is no logical reason to conclude that it means something different here in our text. Jesus reminds his listeners that refusing to enter the door of the kingdom, which he controls, leads to eternal torment. Now, weeping is an expression of sorrow or remorse. Some people weep in sorrow and repentance over their sin. Others weep in sorrow because they got caught. But in this scene, the weeping comes too late. Gnashing of teeth signifies hatred and rage and despair. Those feelings and actions can be directed in several ways. First, they can be directed at those who confront us with the truth. Remember, like the people who stoned Stephen in Acts chapter 7 and verse 54. Or those feelings can be directed at ourselves for being foolish and stubborn and unwilling to listen. Or finally, they can be directed at God in an attempt to transfer blame from ourselves to Him or the outcome of our poor choices. And what was the reason for these intense emotions? Jesus said they would see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but they, Jesus' acquaintances, His neighbors and friends, would be thrust out. The Greek word translated thrust out means to be expelled or driven out with abhorrence, with contempt, and with violence. In Matthew 8:11, Jesus adds that the casting out is into outer darkness, totally separated from the light that is Christ. Are unbelievers able to see into the kingdom of God? There's no reason for us not to take Jesus' words literally. You remember the scene later in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, where we have the record of the rich man and Lazarus? In Hades, in the place of departed spirits, the rich man was able to observe the comfort that Lazarus was enjoying. Jesus said those who were shut out of the kingdom would see the patriarchs and the prophets in the kingdom. And even more shocking to the Jewish mindset, they would see people coming into the kingdom from every point on the compass, north, south, east, and west. These were Gentiles who had embraced and accepted the invitation to the kingdom. In the English language, we have a saying about adding insult to injury. That's exactly what's happening in this picture. And these goyim, these unclean ones, at least in the minds of Jesus' listeners, will not only enter the kingdom, they will recline at the table. Ah, so there's a feast here. Yes, the Old Testament prophets revealed that Gentiles would also participate in the messianic banquet that will inaugurate Messiah's earthly reign. And what does a place at the table imply? It implies that you are family. It implies acceptance and value. That's why this whole word picture is so shocking to Jesus' listeners. They thought they had a right to be at the table by virtue of their heritage as the physical descendants of Abraham. So to see themselves thrust aside and their place given to the Gentiles was an unbearable insult. And then finally, Jesus closes the text with a saying he repeated many times in his ministry. There are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Given the context, it seems that the first refer to the Jewish people and the last refer to the Gentiles. The gospel was first given to the Jews. Even Jesus acknowledged that reality. But when the Jews as a whole rejected Christ as their Messiah, the gospel was given to the Gentiles. You know, in the kingdom of God, there will be many role reversals. Those who on earth occupied the prominent places will not necessarily have prominence in heaven. And the reverse is also true. My friend, is there a place at the table reserved for you? Or will you be one of those on the outside of the kingdom, looking in and berating yourself because you didn't take the opportunity when you had it? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. So I urge you to follow Jesus' simple command. Make whatever effort is necessary to enter the narrow door. Now that doesn't mean you try to earn your salvation. That's impossible. It does mean you won't let any obstacle prevent you from entering that open door. Family and friends and possessions and more will stand in your way. They will dangle before you all the things you will supposedly lose if you enter that door. But Jesus' invitation is open. Enter the door today. I urge you also to consider the sobering contraction. Many who think they are in the kingdom simply will not make it. Why? Because they are trusting in something other than a relationship with Jesus Christ to make them acceptable in the sight of God. Unfortunately, just like Jesus' day, this includes many religious people who are trusting in their own righteousness. And finally, I urge you to contemplate the shocking conclusion. Don't be among those who are cast into outer darkness, into hell fire, because you refused the Master's invitation. Just try to imagine the pain, the disappointment, the despair you will feel the moment you realize it's too late. You had the opportunity, the door was open, the invitation was offered, but you said, "Not now." We all like to believe that we'll live long and happy lives, that we'll have plenty of time to make good choices, eventually. But every day, people who expected to have more time are hurled into eternity, and their eternal destiny is sealed. Now, to accept Jesus' invitation into his family will cost you nothing. In fact, there's no way you can purchase it or earn it. But you must also understand, if you accept the invitation, it will cost you everything. What I mean is this: when you accept the invitation, Jesus becomes your master, and you become his servant. His will becomes your command. Too many people accept Jesus' invitation without counting the cost, and Jesus warns us in the very next chapter of Luke's Gospel about avoiding that mistake. Jesus said, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, examine my heart and the heart of my friend and show us clearly our place in your kingdom. For those who know they're on the outside, help them to accept your invitation today. For those trusting in themselves and their own righteousness, show them the danger they are in of being on the outside when the door of mercy is shut. And for those who, by your grace and the witness of your Holy Spirit, know they have a place at the table, help them to share this invitation with others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, were you blessed by this study? If you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Entering the Kingdom of God. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Entering the Kingdom of God. I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is via email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Don't forget, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Entering the Kingdom of God. And I remind you, too, that our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed, too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in Luke chapter 13. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.